snow is starting to fall right now in Marshfield. And joining us for a look at how the town is responding is Town Administrator Michael Maresco, Harbor Master Mike DeMeo, and Lieutenant Artie Shaw with the Marshfield Emergency Operations Center. Gentlemen, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. We also have the Deputy Fire Chief, Michael LaSalva, with us, too.
Oh, well, welcome, Deputy Fire Chief. So, first of all, I just want to ask, are there any important announcements you want to get out right now to our listeners?
Most importantly, the 150 high tide, so really that starts at about noon. Avoid any areas in town that typically flood, the seawall, Brant Rock, Esplanade, Green Harbor, Hummer Rock. We're asking people to avoid those areas at this time.
And is the town open at all for the town hall, anything like that?
Yes, Dan. All of our departments are open, the senior center, town hall, the library. If people do lose power, they don't have heat, those buildings are open and people can go there and charge their cell phones and warm up if necessary. It's business as usual with our departments, and all of our meetings are on for this evening.
Now, in terms of equipment, how much equipment do we have available to deal with any potential snow we're expecting?
DPW has all of the equipment lined up. You'll see trucks in various sections of our town. They're ready. We've got plenty of sand and rock salt. DPW is ready, whatever nature throws at us, whether it's moving water, sand, and rocks, or having to plow the snow and things like that. So they're ready, and we're just waiting for Mother Nature to throw at us whatever's out there.
Now, it sounds like, though, from what I'm gathering, it seems like coastal flooding right now seems to be the major concern. Would that be accurate?
Good morning, Dan. Harbor Master Mike DeMeo. Yes. Yeah, the 2 o'clock high tide is pretty significant. It's a 10.6 high tide, coupled with the north-northeast winds of gusting to 40. So there will be some issues in Brant Rock. The low-lying areas are flooding, the typical spots that flood. So as Lieutenant Shaw said, we want to keep people out of those areas, you know, limiting damage to vehicles and homes and things like that, keep the onlookers away from the high roads and the seawalls, so to avoid any possible problems with that. The other issue, too, is, you know, Green Harbor, we just dredged the whole entire harbor with the northeast winds. You know, we could see some significant shoaling as well as, the beach nourishment project that's ongoing as well. So those are things the town is watching.
Now, with this snow, which is forecasted to be very wet and heavy snow, I imagine down power lines might also be a concern and outages associated with them.
Yes, we've reached out to Eversource already. They have a liaison on duty who we can call in any emergencies. We can reach right out to them, and they'll get out here as soon as possible. But as people know, they do have to wait until the winds and the storm die down until they can get up and make repairs if we do lose power.
And, of course, if you see a down power line, they should call the town right away, correct?
Call 911 right away. Treat it as a live wire and call 911. Don't go near it.
All righty. Well, any other points you gentlemen would like to add before we wrap things up with this interview?
No, plenty of staff. Dan, just want folks to know that the town's ramped up and we're ready. We've got plenty of staff, DPW, police, and fire staff available to handle whatever hazards are out there.
All righty. Well, thank you, gentlemen, so much. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan.